This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey everyone, get tickets to see Hollywood Handbook live and live streamed in Los Angeles at the Dynasty Typewriter Wednesday, April 24th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time. You can go to dynastytypewriter.com, or if you're listening to the latest episode, the ticket link is in the description. Enjoy.
So, you know, this is a perfect example of what we want to talk about.
It's perfect, and also like kind of exposes us in a way.
No, that's what I mean. Like, this is what we need to. This is an area for
improvement. This has to be addressed. Yeah. Yes, it has to be addressed. And as long as we're coming to it from that place, then it's like it's less embarrassing. But still, it's like doing it in front of Sarah. Mm-hmm. And just playing our one like tiny little music, which is now already over.
It's ended, and it's old.
It's, I mean,
doesn't
so
it feel
old.
Dated?
Because Sarah's podcast has so much music. There's actually music through the entire thing.
The whole
so
music.
I'm trying to imagine.
And
there would
so
still
now.
Be music playing. There still would be music playing right now.
What and, I'm saying now would be over music?
Yes.
And right now?
And for so much longer than this.
Picture a podcast for people who listen to our show. We want to talk a little bit about what Sarah does, which is, okay, picture a podcast. Doesn't have to be mine. It probably should be. Now picture it's got music the whole time. Is that accurate, Sarah?
Sarah Haggie?
Yeah.
Are you here?
I'm here. I was just listening.
What's up, dude?
I'm chilling, man.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Same, yeah. Same. Yeah. Yeah. No, I am chilling, actually. Thank you for bringing that up, because I have been chilling, and isn't it the best?
Yeah, you seem really relaxed. I could tell.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, no. People have been noticing, actually, that I'm very relaxed. I'm not having a nervous breakdown lately.
No, I don't think you
so,
are.
Okay, so you agree. Great. So
yeah.
Good. So that's out of the way. Great. So yeah, anybody awesome. Who wants to ask me, like, just refer to this podcast. Sarah can practically see me and said that that's not what's happening for me.
No, not
Sarah,
at all.
Writer of the news.
Right?
Yeah, sometimes.
Where do you get your ideas for the news?
Oh, my God. I wish I had a good answer for you, but
me too. Like,
me too.
I just wait for it to happen, and then
no. And but then I let, you know, but imagine the show. If you had a really good answer, we'd be off. We'd
I know.
Be,
I'm
we'd
sorry.
Be off and running. No. Please.
Okay. Where do I get my ideas? I wait for things to happen, and then I don't know. I just kind of twist them into something that people might want to read. You know.
It's tragedy plus time plus a twisted mind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just go ahead and put it through the blender.
Yeah, exactly.
And you are the co-host.
Yes.
Of Scamfluencers. Co-host yeah. in this, like.
A ghost.
To me means.
Know. I don't know.
Like coach.
Never
the
mind.
The co is
Never
for
mind.
Coach. Coach host.
Coach host.
I'd say so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're in their host. It's like a player coach.
You're calling the plays.
In sports. Yes.
You've got the clipboard.
But you're also
to the
out
side.
There.
Is there a player coach in sports?
Oh, Sarah. So this is actually something we do know about, unlike the news.
Okay.
There used to be.
There used to be. And then they had to stop because they were so good. But any one of them at any given time could get out there. Obviously, they know how to play the game better than anyone else. That's why they're coaching the game.
It sounds kind of unfair, if you ask me.
And so it would destroy competitive sport as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're from Canada, right?
Yeah.
So you say
I'm in
sport.
Toronto.
You say sports. You say sports. Instead of sports.
Toronto.
Yeah.
Been there.
It would destroy sport and the sporting life as we know it. Sure, you're friends with Brody?
Yeah, I would say so.
Let's get her on the horn.
Look.
Call her.
Okay.
I'll say this. Is she the worst guest we've ever had on our podcast? Yes.
No. Well, okay. I was thinking of someone else, but I'm realizing, no, we didn't ever actually do that episode. We had a worst guest booked.
Are you thinking of, think of who was in that episode. Was it maybe Brothy?
Oh, we did do the episode. It was Brothy.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. That's yeah. I had that same thought process. I was like, wait, oh, that actually was her.
Cause it, yeah, I think I sort of suppressed it in a way.
Yeah,
the recording
that
was so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Let's call her though. Let's call her.
Let's get her on the horn.
Did you tell her you were doing
the show?
Who wants
to call her?
I did tell her I was doing this. I actually was just talking to her. I told her I was going to do this, and I asked her for some advice.
Killer mic screen.
Is that your house?
Yeah.
Is that at your house?
This is in my house. Okay, the only reason why I have
Kevin
up right now is because I was recording my podcast earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't set this up for this. Yeah, yeah. They're very
so. But here's the thing,
that.
Sarah.
Kevin, why don't I have this?
But Sarah, I just want to. This is confusing to me because I am recording my podcast right now.
Yes.
And I don't have that.
Kevin, why doesn't Hayes have this?
You have to talk to Kevin.
So that's what's confusing because you have it because you were recording your podcast before.
Mm-hmm. Earlier yes. this afternoon.
So
yeah.
you yes. have it because you were recording a good, nice podcast.
And yeah, I am recording my own podcast actually right now as I speak, which is what I do the podcast.
Just so I can walk through it, if you hadn't been recording your podcast, mm-hmm. you would not have used that for just our podcast. It wouldn't have been worth, I guess, the process of assembling
it. That's the implication,
certainly.
No, she said
okay.
it's the only reason. She says
it is
the
only
reason that she has
it. She says the only reason. I heard
that.
Only reason.
Only because I wouldn't want to seem like
careful
too,
with only. You've made one mistake.
Like kind of like a loser who just does this for fun, you know? So it was more, yeah. It would be more me trying to be cool.
Flattery
than
will get
a
you everywhere,
disrespect to you, you know?
Scamfluencers is on Wondery.
Yes.
Wondery's different.
Different. You know what I call it? Wonder why.
Wondery is different, doggy.
Right?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Because that's what it says. Wonder why.
That's what you come to expect, right? And that's what they said, like, to their hosts. If they, you know, you're fulfilling the Wondery standard.
Yeah.
Every time you get on the mic.
Yes.
It's got to sound Wondery good.
It has to sound good enough that no one's thinking about anything else than what I'm saying. You know, like they're not thinking about like a noise or, you know, like something, anything else.
A popping pee.
Yeah, a popping pee. That's their biggest fear. That is their biggest fear.
Earwolf just said that we had to wear shoes. That's all. That was the only standard when we were. So we used to be on this network called Earwolf.
Mm. Yeah.
And they didn't give a fuck about how it sounded. They said that. All they cared about is that if we showed up, we had to be wearing shoes. And
they
that wasn't
me
even
down in a chair and said, we don't give a fuck how you sound.
Yes.
Even if you're on home in your
but
own
put
home,
those
you have to wear
stinking
shoes?
Hogs yes. away. They pointed at my feet.
Yes.
I put my feet out.
And the reason for that is not for anything related to like cleanliness or whatever. It's so they can sell podcasts where the hosts are not wearing shoes as a higher tier.
That's a premium.
Oh yeah, that makes
that's a premium add-on.
That is pretty. That's premium, I'd say. So you guys aren't
you'd agree
wearing
with Earwolf.
Shoes now?
No, we are. We haven't graduated that, but like they said, they can't sell ads on our piggies, is what they said.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
That was how it was explained to me. But no, we are wearing shoes. But you agree that that's a good premium add-on. But something you should know about Earwolf is they failed. They don't exist anymore at all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that really sucks. I didn't know that. I'm so
They're
sorry.
Gone. Doesn't matter to me. You know.
I'm really sorry that they don't exist anymore.
It's only my life.
But you're here, so you know.
But where
you made
is
it.
Here? Where
I don't
is
know
here
where you are.
Doing?
You're in a. You're very far away in a room. In a big room.
Kevin wanted to add more scope to the show.
Mm-hmm.
He just was saying that it just like doesn't feel like you don't feel
narrow.
The world. He
it
said it was claustrophobic.
Narrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the camera's not very far away.
Okay.
He wanted to be sitting on top of his car while he's driving around. This was a compromise.
Scamfluencers, 10 binge-worthy podcasts on Wonder that you do not want to miss.
Wonder why?
Who said that?
BuzzFeed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I didn't know that.
And I was buzz-fed by it.
Yeah. More food buzz-nerd. For the buzz.
It's number two.
Wow.
Looking up at the smart list, guys. You know, cost of doing business over there, I guess.
Those smart list guys, man.
What are they like around the office?
Yeah.
I haven't been allowed to be around them. I'll say that much.
Yeah.
Okay. They got their own little section.
Okay. Yeah.
Velvet ropes.
They have.
And you say I'll say that much, but that I guess would be everything since you haven't been allowed to.
Yeah. There'd be nothing else to say.
You have no other observations about them because you've never been allowed to see them, talk to them.
You ever bump into Dirty John around the office? Dirty John there and his scrubs. Yeah.
Was Dirty John scrubs. The doctor? I thought that is that's Dr. Death.
Oh,
in the ragged
I don't
scrubs.
Sarah.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Yes. And I don't want to dispel you of any notions about Dirty John or whether he actually is a doctor. So yes. I'll say for your purposes, yes. Okay. Dirty John is just a normal doctor.
He's just a doctor. Nothing to worry about there. Dirt why, John?
But he's a dirty doctor. Is that what he did?
Well, doctoring's dirty work.
That's true.
In the world, the whole world's a little dirty, isn't it? Who's to say?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of filth.
All of us are trying to operate
film
in the world.
Over
we pick
everything.
We pick up a little dirt just by moving through this world.
So we're all Dirty Johns, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Throw a music bed under it. Cover up the scum. I mean, that's what they're doing. Put a fine sheen on the absolute filth.
Sarah, the challenge we face, in addition to not having resources or listeners, is...
Or friends.
When... We have tried to do the thing that you do because obviously it's like how you unlock so much. Like,
oh my God,
like the quality of the show, the clientele you attract when you put a high class music bed in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
it polishes it all up, doesn't it? It signals
levels
to the listener,
levels up.
Wait a minute. Yeah. And it goes back to olden time of entertainment, right? Mm-hmm. It's the symphony, it's the orchestra playing beneath the players upon the stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it tells them, you know, we're here with like a, you know, calliope music. It's like a organ grinder. Just
if
like
we had, even if we had that, that would be amazing.
I like the song you guys have at the beginning. It says your names.
Forget the song. Forget that song.
That's great. It's a personal song for you.
Please forget the song.
Okay. That song. Because one, it's short, and we can't just keep playing it over and over again. We've tried that.
It's really
But they're
short.
Talking, and it's, yeah. Kevin
People
said it makes
told
his
us
finger
it's not
hurt.
It's not even actually a song. It makes his finger hurt to press the button. So, like, if even one more time is not an option.
Kevin said to us, I didn't ask him about it at the time, and I won't ask him about it now, but he said, I can't keep starting the song over. It makes my finger hurt, and I need it for later.
Ugh.
Oh. Ew.
I have... No, that's... Yes. That's why I don't want him to explain it, but I didn't want to hear it again. I assume it is, but I didn't want to hear it again.
Anything
so what,
you need for later is disgusting.
I think so, too. So I was like, well, let's just forget that song. Because it feels like it's invited Kevin to give me more details every time. And so
yeah,
I think
okay,
what we
I
need
get
to do
it.
Is
I'm
find
so sorry
another...
I brought it up.
No. It's you didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I told you. Like, now you have to know what I did.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that anymore.
No one wants to think about that except Kevin.
That's all I think about.
Okay, stop.
I mean, it could be. I mean, we. I, we assume you're going to use your finger at some point, like over the course of the rest of the day.
Of course, yes. You know? open your phone or whatever.
He's saving it
later,
that's the part that gets in my head.
Yeah,
there's something in particular.
We know that he has to ring the doorbell so that they can let him back into his, to jail every night.
I'm sorry, Kevin. You've been nothing but nice to me.
Well, they let him go. Well, don't be sorry. They let him go out and do whatever he wants all day.
That's a good arrangement.
It's a great arrangement.
You don't pay for that?
I pay for it. I cook everyone at the jail a midnight snack when I get back. I say, let me do anything I want. But when I come back, I make a softest pudding you ever taste, boys.
Ugh. Softest pudding you ever taste, boys.
What?
Oh my!
I'll tell you my secret. I'll tell you my secret, Sarah.
No.
See, this is what he does. If you open the door a little tiny bit, he kicks it off the hinges and starts explaining his secret pudding recipe. Softest pudding you ever taste, boys. He wanted that to be a shirt.
Mm.
A onesie.
He thought that should be a shirt.
What's the secret? I know we're not going to get out of this without hearing the secret.
Yeah, okay, fine. No. Just say it. Yeah, say it.
It's Grandma Simonin.
That would have made
cinnamon
it softer.
Cinnamon is a softening agent.
What is it going to do? What is that going to do? It's going to.
It's also not something that can be grandma's. It's just an. No. It's just an ingredient. It's always the same.
Grandma's is finite. Yeah,
you put grandma's in front grandma's of something. Grandma's pudding people recipe. Trust it.
Yes.
Everyone trusts their freaking grandmas and moms for that. That's, my mom's lasagna. My grandma's
I
this.
Know. But
that's Kevin's plan. It's grandma's everything, so nobody questions it. But maybe we should look a little deeper, because grandma's cinnamon implies to me that cinnamon's not the only ingredient.
Grandma's secret cinnamon.
Grandma's cinnamon has something else going on.
I've said too much.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, the boys record another memorable pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, see Hollywood Handbook live in Los Angeles April 17th with special guest Lily Sullivan at the Dynasty Typewriter. Tickets for that are in the episode description. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
in the wilderness. Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do, what's going on. But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them, and this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads. Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but the we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mac and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to smoke down a big ass tree right now. And they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. They make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, each one, just do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So we have tried this.
When you say tried this, what is this?
Putting some class, real class music in our
show. We were going to make a real podcast at one point.
Yes. And
funny to look back now.
There's an issue every time. Kevin, do you have like some just like music you can play? I can show you a little bit of this is how it always goes.
How it sounds, yeah.
Yeah. And then the unthinkable happened. The man's wife came home and found... I'm sorry, this shit is a vibe.
It's,
damn.
I think music damn. Can sometimes make things a bit too scary like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, I mean, but that's what...
It freaked
like, every
you out.
Time... I get kind of like that has happened.
Get to the unthinkable, which is
yeah.
My understanding is that's a big part of the Wonder
it was a
Why
huge
brand.
Part of yeah it, was
it
a
is
huge,
yeah
yes that's right
the unthinkable happened
the unthinkable
to,
happened
it's
Dirty
the
John
unthinkable.
It happened to
he
Dr.
never
Death.
Knew it was gonna happen
yes
it's mm-hmm. and like you know there's always like a cliff like that where it's mm-hmm. and he'll never guess where he ended up.
And at some point you're like, well, this shit happens in every episode of every show. Like, how mm-hmm. unthinkable can this actually be?
When is this going to become thinkable for yeah. someone involved in one of these stories?
I don't know. But, you know, people, they're not thinking it. I'll tell you that much. They're not.
But the problem is...
Thinkable. Is that a name for a Smartless spinoff?
The Thinkable.
Thinkable by Smartless?
Thinkable by Smartless. A Wonder Why production.
Oh yeah, they can come up with, they yeah. I
that's a vibe.
That is a vibe.
But the problem is loving music too much, Sarah. Like it, when it's playing,
it's
will be
so
captured
hard
by
to
it.
Record.
I will, like.
Okay, I have
just
to tell
be
you
consumed
something.
By. I will find it
I
to
get
be a vibe.
Lost in the tunes.
Yeah. I have to tell you something. When I'm recording my show. I don't
Go
know those sounds. Like, I don't hear them
you don't
when
know
I'm
them.
Talking.
You said I don't know those sounds?
No, I don't know when they're coming
like,
up.
Like Mariah,
I don't,
right?
I don't, sounds? I'm talking.
I don't
I'm,
know her.
I'm telling the story.
Sorry to this sounds.
I don't know when those sounds appear. I don't hear them.
Okay.
They put those in way later. I have nothing to do with the music or sounds.
So you just tell a story and then there's sounds?
Yeah.
I can try that.
Yeah. I will
but
say listening to your show,
hearing?
it does show.
You can feel it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That you're not on beat at all.
Not to be critical.
That's a choice.
It's torture yeah. to listen to.
Yes.
I've heard that. But that's what the people want, you know?
Yeah, some people do really want that. So people enjoy
the track.
It's true. Yes.
And who am I to say no to a buck?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say
when
no.
When the pay pigs line up, what are you going to say?
I'm not
going
to say
no. Go back in the barn?
No. Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
No,
you're going to say
the
squeal.
Hay barn. Yes,
you're going to say squeal.
Right. Squeal piggy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. We're just trying to give the listener the most pleasurable experience of their lives. And so... We're also just so meticulously involved in every single aspect of the production. And like,
mm-hmm.
and our voices are part of the melody.
Kevin, can you give me a music bed and I can just try something? Jacob got into the car like it was any other morning. What he couldn't have known was what was in. The back seat. Can anyone else hear that? Am I the only one hearing that?
I think we're
all
hearing...
Is that my heartbeat?
I think we're all hearing something different, and that's the magic of being a podcaster. You don't know what the other person's hearing. You don't. You simply will never know.
That's true, and everyone does hear something different, and people come up to me and like, I liked like this part, or I didn't like sometimes this part of the podcast that you did. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. I go, that wasn't even a part of it for me.
Yeah, I didn't even do that.
Yeah.
So that'll always happen. When Sean is doing it, Sean will say, can anyone else hear that?
Yeah. I just start to get freaked out that I'm like, yeah. Is this happening? Like, is something wrong with my body? Because I don't usually hear those kinds of sounds when I'm talking. And it gets me kind of upset.
What? How do you move past that?
We don't. This is the problem.
I'm asking you for your help.
For your help.
Oh, that is you want to know here. How I get past it.
Yeah, you're like,
it.
What are you
going to
do?
It's like, okay, what are you? Oh, I'm.
What are you talking about here?
I thought you guys had your own. Like, you guys have been doing this for way longer.
Yeah, but we have not been able to figure out this one element of it.
This is you as a mechanic. I'm like, hey, my car won't start. You're like, oh, geez, how do you figure out what's wrong with it? I'm like,
you have to, you just have to embrace that you don't know. And you just have to be okay with that.
You don't know. I'm embracing that you don't know right now.
I don't know.
I'm being forced to.
I don't know what I'm doing. They just tell me what to do and I do it. You need someone to tell you what to do. And you guys don't have that.
I guess I'm the pay pig.
You know?
Somebody tell me what to do.
You need someone to tell you what to do, and that's my job. Someone tells me what to do, I do it.
Okay. All right.
And this is the problem.
I'm kind of a bad boy, though.
With being your own boss. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Kind of the bad boy. A rebel, but also the boss of the entire business.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm simultaneously both like the man and the most punk rock fucker on the entire planet. And it's like, it's a balancing act. I'll say that much.
Yeah, it doesn't sound fun.
At least I have Kevin.
Does Kevin? But
Kevin
not
won't.
Tell you
what Kevin
to
do? Won't upgrade to like. So we've talked about this many times on the show. One of the biggest problems with music, and one of the most like kind of intractable issues with it, is that you cannot see it.
No, it's not tangible.
When it's like you don't actually know. Like, for Sean, did it start forever? Like, has it started for everyone else at the same time?
Is it still going? Is it supposed to be, like, is now what I'm hearing, like, something happening, like, to my brain?
This could all be solved if Kevin were to upgrade to a Winamp visualizer.
Yeah.
But
he's not doing that?
No, he will not get the good visualizer.
He refused.
I got the L amp.
The lamp.
I love L amp.
I don't know. I don't know why he's not doing that. Wait, so I don't really get it, though. You guys are in charge, but you're waiting for Kevin to do things for you without telling. Like, I just don't understand the hierarchy here.
I asked him if he'll do it.
So are you telling him or are you asking him?
I told him, hey, I want you to do this.
Yes. He's concerned about the impact the trippy visuals will have on our performance.
Yeah,
which like for
like,
me,
you get
yes,
too excited
I
can, or what?
I have synesthesia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a lot of girls
and
have
so,
that.
Mm-hmm.
It is primarily a girl thing. I've noticed.
I think of it as like a girl thing.
Yeah,
but then I also think of it as I have it. Hayes has it.
None of my guy friends have it except Sean, of course. Like we both have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely girls who sing pop music all have it.
And they can,
yeah,
like,
isn't it funny? Yeah, and we're mm-hmm. both actually very naturally musical as well.
Yeah.
No training, but
mm-hmm.
but it's, yeah, I mean, we experience music in a more intense way. If you combine mm-hmm. it with the visuals, I don't know where I'll end up.
But I don't see it.
I can taste colors.
I taste one color. I taste which, touch.
It's okay. Orange. And okay. It is more specific than the color.
So, okay. And you, Hayes, you taste touch.
When I touch something with my fingers, yes. I could
So that's what. So are you saving that finger sometimes?
Like it's in my mouth. No, absolutely not. Like I'm actually withholding it most of the time because the impact is so severe. It's like my entire mouth is full of whatever the thing is.
That's the same with me. When I touch an orange, I can taste it right afterwards if I suck on my hand.
That's classic. Classic synesthesia.
Well, yeah. And it's like, it's very confusing. Does it make me a great artist, creative? Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's fair for you to put that label on me, Sarah.
Would you say
but
it makes
also
you
a, presents some challenges?
Does it make you a better podcaster? Would you say?
She's
what we're learning, but what we're learning.
Sorry, I can't get out of interview. I can't get out of interview. I'm so sorry.
I know. I understand. The same thing happens
to
me.
It's so hard to step away sometimes.
It's so hard. Yeah.
Buddy, it's so hard. Yeah.
Look who you're telling.
But I'll go back to being casual. But I am curious, you know, does it help?
The cans never come off, right?
They never come off. Mm-hmm. I'm always on.
I try to walk away and I put my whole computer off the desk because the cans are still on.
I've never heard of them being referred to as cans, but I knew instantly what you meant.
That's well, because you're from Canada. I mean, it would be insanely confusing.
Yeah.
It would be like it was called headphones.
Yeah, no, it's true. But we call them cans here. They call me Oscar the Grouch because I sleep in the cans.
Damn. Wow, do you guys have Canadians on here often?
Have we ever had any other
We're
ones?
No stranger
Kevin?
To it. I know we have.
Oh, we had like your.
We had Annie Murphy up in this piece.
Yeah, we had your main mascot, Dave Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Dave Thomas been a couple times. One of the McKenzie brothers.
Dave Thomas?
Yes.
Yeah, Strange Brew, the McKenzie brothers. Bob and Doug McKenzie.
No. I don't know him.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant
Mariah's back.
When he said Dave Thomas, I thought Wendy's guy.
Sorry to this man.
I am sorry. I don't know him. But I'm sure he's great. I thought Dave Thomas was the Wendy's guy. And then in my mind, I was like, is he Canadian? And then I realized you're talking about someone else.
SCTV.
No,
Grace Under Fire.
This is the Canadian version of Mariah Carey and Jennifer Lopez. She knows who Dave Thomas is. They're the equivalent of those celebrities in Canada.
Mm-hmm. The competition.
Mm-hmm. I'll just say he can't sing the way I can. That's all I'm going to say.
And this shit, we cannot get involved in this.
It's not because we love all of our guests.
Yes,
except fucking Brody.
Oh my god,
just was like, wow, so uncomfortable.
Why did you guys
like,
have her
do
on
something?
Multiple
I got
times.
Tricked. Multiple I got times. Tricked. Yeah. Yeah.
You know how you like
the sometimes... second time was just supposed to be her apologizing for the first time, like to our listeners and to us.
Oh, she's never said sorry. Ever that in all the years I've known clear. Her.
Do you know sometimes you like put something on a stain that you're like, okay, well, that made an even worse stain?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You don't know about that?
You don't know about it?
No, I've never done that to a stain.
You're just like, well, I got to get this out. Well, I better put something like really extreme on it.
Yeah. What gets out chocolate? Ketchup.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now the chocolate is still there, but now there's also a ketchup scene ketchup as well. That's what it's like having Brody on for the second time.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to experience that. I know how it is with her sometimes. And whatever. We don't have to get into that. It's not.
Well, let's call her.
Right now.
Let's call her. Who wants to call her?
Okay, I'll call her. Where's my phone?
Maybe this will be the one that.
Okay. I'm going to give her
gets
a call.
Gets the stain out, you know?
We'll see if she picks up. She doesn't sometimes, you know?
Sometimes
you
just gotta throw the shirt away.
Okay, I'm calling her.
Maybe that's what this call is. It's time to sever all
ties.
That's
so interesting. I was picturing a rug.
Oh, really?
Isn't that interesting? But this is wearing it the whole time. Everyone hears something different, don't they?
No, it's true. People come up to me. I like that part of the podcast where you were talking about the rug, and I go, like, that didn't happen. I was talking about a shirt. But it's like you get to create your own experience.
I just tricked her. I said, please pick up. It's important. So hopefully she thinks it's an emergency. And she'll call right back.
Yeah.
Hi, you've reached Murthy Gupta. Please leave a message.
Oh, wow. Even though it was important.
Wow. Okay.
I see. I've tried that one with the guys. It doesn't always work, Sarah. Sorry.
Maybe she'll call me back.
I've been in an accident.
Me back immediately.
Yeah, I've been in an accident, you know? Podcasts are fucking
crazy. Girls do stuff like this all the time. And maybe she won't be scared, but.
It's all mean girl stuff, isn't it?
Mm hmm.
You don't think so? Not answering your phone call when she knows it's important?
I know. It's Friday night. Anything could be happening.
That's big mean girl vibes.
Yeah, that's
and
not really
I don't
nice,
mean the most Broadway musical.
The most dangerous night of the entire week.
It is. That's why I'm home.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because no one asked me to hang out.
Because you had to record your podcast thinks that. Earlier.
Oh, she texted me back. She said, I'll call back in 1 minute.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
What do you guys want to do for the next minute? I'm not going to be able to think about anything else.
Okay, wait. I have to take my headphones out, though, so she can hear you guys.
Okay, make it seem like we're still having a big emergency.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, nothing.
She's so fucking scared.
Oh, my God. She has no idea.
We're just about to have dinner, but...
Oh, well, I'm calling you because it's important. Dumbass.
Yeah, this idiot.
Wait, one second.
Her dinner on the show.
1 second. Oh, now it's working now.
Anything you want to say for yourself?
Did you hear that?
No, I haven't. I didn't hear that. Wait, what?
Are you ready to apologize?
Are you ready? To apologize.
Hang on, I know that voice.
I'm waiting.
It's the dinner dumbass.
Is Devin there?
No, it's not Devin.
Oh.
It's the damn ding dong dinner Devin Gesser.
Should I even know who I am? She's been on my podcast. She's ruined my podcast all these times.
Oh
and she doesn't even know who I am.
And you're then I'm now I'm Devin.
Oh my God.
Sawa?
Are you scared?
I'm a little scared.
We've done phone calls on the show before. It's never gone
it's
this
absolutely
badly.
Absolutely never gone like nothing nothing like this at all.
Tony Newsom's dad has done full episodes over the phone
where he couldn't even hear us.
And you have a podcast.
I'm not recording this. Actually, I am. I legally have to say that. You know what I'm doing tonight.
Is this Sean and
Hayes
there?
Kind of. Yes.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Yeah, it's all
what
even
a stupid idiot.
10 hours later.
Oh my God. 2 minutes to figure out.
The fucking dinner dumbass strikes again.
I don't talk to one of them on the phone because I'm mad at him, and I don't talk to the other one on the phone because that's just not how we communicate.
Oh, okay.
So, I think I know which one I am.
Okay, well, we'll discuss that now, okay? But you can have dinner.
What are you mad at Sean about?
This has gone so poorly, but can I say that it's gone exactly as well as every time I've been on Hollywood Handbook?
Okay, so we all agree on that.
So we all agree.
That's one thing that we can say is true, that this terrible phone call is as bad as every other time you've come on the show.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine for the listeners, I had a fantastic time expressing my truth and doing my art.
Oh.
What's for dinner?
I'm taking my friend Catherine and my husband Greg to Oma Coffee by Ozen.
That doesn't sound real.
Oma Coffee? Okay.
Oh my coffee.
She's going to Oh My Coffee at night. Weirdo. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling back. Nothing bad happened. I'm sorry I scared you. That wasn't nice.
Hey, that's okay.
We're done.
I love you.
Yo, should we all go to Oh My Coffee and bust her ass?
Oh my God, I can't believe she's at Oh My Coffee.
Yeah.
That's
I
crazy.
Walk in. She's about to take her first sip of coffee. I go, how about, oh, that's my coffee. I grab it. I don't do a good job. I spill it. It spills on my hand. My hand gets burned.
I go, oh.
More like, oh, my
can
hand.
Can sue them?
No, I can't sue them. I was being a bully.
Sure, true, yeah. But it's America. I feel like you can sue a lot of people there.
Yeah, well, ask Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's the news.
That's the news.
That's the news.
That's the news.
Wow, you are good at this.
You bring it out of me, Sarah. I said,
reported the news.
I said, how do you do the news? And do you remember what you said? I just wait.
As I said, I knew you're going to come up with news at some point. And now it's even more topical because of the Oh My Coffee.
Mm-hmm. My own life was connected to the news. So it makes me remember the news story. Go ahead.
Like, has anyone made the pitch, like, can we just bring Gawker back for 1 second? Like, Gwyneth Paltrow got run into by a guy on some skis. Like, and then she sued him for $1. Like, it just seems like, can we just bring it back for 1 second to just for that?
Yeah.
I know. I've been thinking about that a lot. I actually do still have access to the website somehow.
Oh. So you should just post it. Say like, oh, Gwyneth Paltrow, she did pizza, but she's supposed to do French fries.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it was?
That's what they say. She was doing pizza. She's supposed to do French fries.
She's supposed to do French fries, and she was doing pizza. It slowed her down too much.
Slowed her down too much, and the guy was like, oh!
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Do French fries! Not pizza! French fries!
Oh, man, yeah. I should post that. But it's over now. It's the news. The thing that you have to keep in mind, with it goes by so fast. Mm-hmm. If you don't grab it as soon as it happens, it's gone. And no one cares. And you failed.
Ferris Bueller said that.
Damn it. I knew I didn't make it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so embarrassed.
Nice try. But you're not going to sneak a famous Ferris Bueller quote by me.
Oh,
my ultimate hero.
Sarah, can I play you my demo for Scamfluencers next season? What you could do?
Yeah, of course.
No problem using his finger for this. Just saying. Seems to pick and choose when it works.
New fear unlocked. Death by choking on a grape. My friend Chef Kevin has quite the deal at his prison. He can leave during the day, do whatever he wants.
So you're her.
As long as he come back and make his famous pudding.
Oh, so are you, is this about yourself?
Yeah, so I guess he's being you, Sarah. So this is how you sound to him.
Wait, do you unlock a new fear on every episode?
Do you unlock a new fear every episode?
Okay.
I was almost going to fuck around. Like
have you unlocked any fears? Any new fears?
I haven't. It's only made me braver, really, I think.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. The
fears. It's confronting evil, you know?
The fears are getting locked up.
They're getting locked up.
New fear locked
up. Like Kevin.
But
true.
I think
like Kevin every night.
Kevin, that was good. But the problem was that it sounded too scary.
Okay. So this is sort of the note you had on Hayes's.
It was like, I thought it was listening to Death Grips.
Yeah, it was. I felt like something bad was happening to me, to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make me feel good. You know, it wasn't uplifting, I would say. And that's what gets people listening. The idea that things will get better, you know?
Mm. Well, what kind of music do you like under your stuff? Like, is it ska influenced?
I would say like new metal meets ska.
Oh, wow. That's uplifting.
I guess
so. I mean, it's high energy for sure.
Yeah. That makes me feel
good.
A
way to start your day. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. I mean, what music would you add?
I actually have the perfect track for that.
Damn, that's a vibe.
New fear unlocked. Damn.
Can everyone else hear that?
Oh, damn.
Am I okay?
Oh, damn.
Did you make that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Tell me the answer is no without telling me the answer is no.
How did you come up with that?
Imagine the producer said that to like Drake or something when he played the song.
How did you think of that?
Did you make that? Yeah.
If someone said that to me, I'd be flattered because it means they're surprised by me.
What does it say on your shirt, Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin. You got writing on your shirt? You're holding that on me?
Well, Sarah, funny story. I tell a story on...
can you just answer?
There's a lot of build-up. Joe Mandy wore the same shirt last week, actually.
A funny story.
2 weeks ago. My fiance... Yeah, I got a fiance now.
Whoa.
She worked on Mel Brooks' show.
His mouth fills with phlegm.
History of the World Part 2.
Yeah, I got a fiance.
There's a famous... sketch about a statue removal.
Oh my god.
I text my best friend Darius. They stole it from us because we did a sketch about removing sand from a sandbox called Sandy Pearson. A lot of similarities. Oh, suspicious.
Now I remember this.
And for the wrap gifts, they had extra sweaters of the Stephen Santamello statue removal and supply. Sometimes I wear it to sleep.
This is fucking swag.
I wear the wrap gifts to bed because I think if I could lucid dream, I'll be in the show. Have you ever done that?
I hope you only wear it to sleep in, because if you ever wear that out in public and Nick Kroll or Ike Barinholtz sees you with the stolen valor of the Steve Santamello fucking sand sketch sweatshirt, they'll knock your ass into next week.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be history of the world part forever for you. History to the world.
Your
goodbye.
History. Your history of the world.
Yeah. The world, as far as the world's concerned, this kid's history.
I try to sneak in a premiere party because there's so many celebs there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Hulu. They have Hulu up there.
Oh my God. No, we don't. We don't.
You don't have Hulu.
Y'all
have,
got Hulu.
We don't have Hulu.
You don't have XXFXX on Hulu.
But that's all on Disney Plus for us.
Oh my god!
Is that crazy?
Move it around.
Hulu on FXX on Hulu is on Disney Plus.
FXX on Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus. It's all connected here, and
it really
for you guys,
is the Wild West.
It is a Wild West. And then we don't have like a separate, like we have a streaming service that has everything else. Like there's HBO on it. There's Showtime on it. There's whatever, you know?
What's it called? Friggin' Maple Syrup Plus.
It's called Crave.
Crave? That sounds pretty good.
It's a dumb name.
Sounds pretty good.
There's like, you know, everything here is kind of off. You know, nothing here is like, everything feels a little off-brand sometimes, you know? Which is why I like going to America.
You watch Global a lot?
No. Yeah, no, I don't, unfortunately.
Do you know Mackenzie Davis?
She's Canadian, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know her personally, but I've seen her.
We know her.
She was just on, but she lives in the UK now, and she was talking about how, like, King Charles, like, now that he's going to become king.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like kind of over. He says like over with the bullshit, basically. He's just like done with all the fucking bullshit.
I know.
And he is going to make, with Mackenzie's help, he's going to make everything just England again.
Yeah.
I miss the Queen.
So you want the Queen. Oh, you miss the Queen because she was letting you be Canada and she's actually barely holding Prince Charles at bay.
I miss her. Yeah, that's why I miss her. You know,
basically killed her. Damn, near killed her.
Mad dog King Charles straining against the chain. The queen's bony fingers.
I don't feel safe with him being my leader. I don't. That's not, I just don't feel safe.
It's making me uncomfortable too.
I don't like that image
of Sean being uncomfortable.
No, of King Charles doing all that.
King Charles is doing too much.
Did you see his portrait? I thought it was nice. No. They released an official portrait.
Let me look.
And
at
I
it
think
right
he looks
now.
Pretty good.
Let me look at it. Let me look at it first.
That was painted by AI.
What?
They're getting so close.
What?
Dude, it freaks me out thinking about how AI did the King Charles
portrait. This was painted by AI?
Yes. Yes.
How do you know?
How do I know?
You can see the fingies.
Oh, damn it. Oh, he has so many fingers. Oh, man. Does he really? Yeah. Not? I thought it was a real one. But also, does it matter? No,
he's a real one.
Mm-hmm. Artificial imperialist.
Hey, guys, guess what?
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.